everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 810 Rock Hunter.
To the clowns on the Plan B morning show. This is the police. Come out with your hands up.
You never take me alive, copper.
Never.
I'm surprised we haven't been arrested yet for this show.
I'm surprised that that little announcement has never been announced to me somewhere at some given point in my life. Come out with your hands up.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything, I swear.
Yeah, whatever. Likely story. Just look at you. Just look at your face. I know you did.
You're guilty.
You're guilty. Just tell it. Just your general demeanor. It's 8:11. We got to keep removing. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? And the gang. We love them over there. Well, here's the problem with going into the abandoned houses that everyone says is haunted. What if they're right? On Sunday, 8 people in Norway, South Carolina, decided to go to an abandoned haunted house in the town. Is there any haunted areas around here, Hunter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. A few of them. That's how my mom makes a ghost noise. Mom, that's not scary.
Well, one of them was an 18-year-old guy, and he spotted a freezer on the back porch. When he opened it, there was a decomposing dead body inside.
Ah, Jesus.
They called the cops. Then yesterday morning, the house mysteriously burned down. There's no word on what caused the fire.
Somebody murdered somebody, and they found that somebody found it, and they burned the place down to burn the evidence.
Wow. Now, do you think that freezer would go up, though? That's the thing is, I don't think a fire would burn that freezer up, or maybe it would. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Especially not the contents inside of it if it was closed and sealed.
Look, all joking aside, how do you think you would react finding a dead body?
Dude, like, that's terrifying to me. Like, I've thought about that before, like randomly running into, like, oh.
I don't think in the movies they really show people reacting well enough. If I saw a dead, like a decomposing body.
Dude, I'm out of here.
Dude. Like,
peace.
Like in movies and TV shows, like, oh, a dead body. I'd be like, are you effing serious? There's a dead body right there. Like, I'd lose my mind.
Oh, look, a dead body.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
Poke it. Let's poke it.
Yeah.
No, dude, I am knees or what do they say? Elbows and ass and elbows, dude. I am out of there, dude.
Out of there. Out of there. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
God, could you imagine, you know, just a lot of times, like when I'm on the, so when we do those kayak trips up and down the river,
yep.
I'm like, dude, a dead body is going to float next to me. I just know it. Yep. This is going to be the time.
Yep.
I don't know what it is about that river. I just think people get murdered and get tossed into that river, and I'm going to discover one.
Yeah. And I will not react properly. I will not.
No.
I will scream. I will cry. It is not going to be a pretty sight. So yeah, just stay out of haunted houses.
I don't even like going to visitations.
No.
When people die, when you know they're dead. I don't like going.
Waiting for
it's
that
just
body.
Weird to me. A dead body in the room. I don't like it.
Waiting for grandma to jump and go, gotcha. Oh, damn it, grandma.
Jesus, grandma.
You old bitch. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Good one.
Yeah. Ah, almost killed me. Anyway.
Yeah, got you good, sonny.
That's your WTF of the day.